Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In the previous two lessons, we created a point-to-site virtual private network. We created a virtual network gateway. And then we created a root certificate and uploaded it to the VPN in the Azure portal. And then we created and installed a client certificate to ensure authentication and secure communication between the two. So now in this third part of our saga, I'm going to download the VPN client from the Azure portal, and I'm going to connect my client computer to the VPN and exchange files with a virtual machine that's in Azure that's on the same VPN, the point-to-site network. All right, so last part, we're almost there. Let's get started. So since I'm running Windows 8.1 64-bit, I'm going to want to download the 64-bit VPN client. This executable is generated for my specific VPN. Now, when you download it, you're going to get some warnings that say, hey, this could potentially be harmful. That's because it's created on the fly, again, with your VPN settings, so they couldn't digitally sign the executable. And so you're going to get that security warning. Do it at your own risk, but you're going to have to run this in order to connect to your VPN. So you can ignore that security warning and just go ahead and run the application. We'll click yes because we do want to install the VPN client. And after it's finished installing, you'll want to go to the charm bar and go to settings, and then click on the name of your network. Mine is Obi-Wan Kenobi. And so the act of clicking on that network name will open up all of your networks, and you should see your point-to-site network listed there. And when you click the connect button, it will then open up the VPN connection utility. And so it'll ask if it can run an elevated permissions because it needs to change the routing table. So I'll go ahead and click continue. And so while that's working, I'm going to pop back over to the Azure portal, and I'm going to go to the virtual machine that I created in a previous step. And my goal is to log in to that virtual machine using RDP. And then what I want to do is create a folder that I can share out. So ideally, what would happen is my local computer could see that share out on that virtual machine up in Azure. So I'll just take a minute to configure the RDP connection, changing the display size and putting in my credentials. And then I'll log in and wait for it to create the desktop. Now my first order of business is to find the command line utility because I want to run ipconfig all and make sure that this virtual machine can see out to the virtual network. So after running the ipconfig/all utility, if I scroll up near the top of the output, you can see that I am indeed connected to my virtual network. So that's great. Now the next job is to go to Windows Explorer, and on the C drive, I want to create a new folder. I'm going to call it Bob Share. And once it's created, I'm going to right-click it and select Share with specific people. And so when the file sharing dialog opens, you can see that there are two users, I guess. There's a group, administrators, and then there's a user to borrow. And one thing I failed to mention earlier is that I made the login name for both my local desktop and for the virtual machine the same, so that it's the same username and they should be able to share With the same password, so they should be able to share without having to create new users and stuff like that. You don't have to take that step, but this streamlines the process a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and select to borrow and then click the share button at the bottom. So when the network discovery and file sharing dialog pops up, it'll ask you if you want to turn on network discovery. I'm going to go ahead and select no, make the network that I connect to a private network. And then once I do that, you can see that that share folder, Bob Share, is shared out with Tabarro. So I think I'm done here. I'm going to minimize everything and get back to my desktop. And I'm going to open up Windows Explorer, and in the location bar, I'm going to type in the IP address, so whack whack 10.0.1.4/bobshare, and that should get me out to the virtual machine out in Azure from my local computer. So this looks promising, but there's nothing in that folder. So let me go back to the virtual machine and find that folder, and I'm just going to create a new text document with just some random text in it just to see if I can see it from my desktop. And as soon as I create that file, I go back to the desktop, and sure enough, it's there. I can open it up, look at the text, and so we've successfully accomplished what we set out to do. So that's pretty cool. We created a point-to-site network. We're able to share out a network drive. So now I have my local computer in the same virtual network as my virtual machines up in Azure. All right, so I think that just about does it for virtual machines and virtual networks. Now let's move on to past infrastructure as a service and back to a few items related to platform as a service. We'll see you in the next module. Thank you.